Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
There is a list here of things that stress people out, and I experienced one of these not long ago, and it magically fixed itself. It's probably happened to you before, too. Maybe.
Okay.
They say one of the top things that stress us out, everyday things, is when the check engine light comes on your car. Now, I have one of those things that will read the check engine light and tell you what it is, but I was too lazy to get it out. And by the time I was around to doing that, it went away.
Oh, well,
so I'm like, good, sometimes. It fixed itself. So whatever it was is wrong, not wrong anymore.
It's just a suggestion light anyway.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Most check engine lights are because of your oxygen sensors in your exhaust pipe, and they don't really matter that much to you.
Then why don't they separate it?
You know, that's a good question, Cato.
Okay.
It's, well, I do know the answer to that, too, because it's an EPA thing, and they want you to fix it even though you don't care, because they don't want you polluting.
If you do hear a noise in your car, turn up the radio. Will always entertain you. Secondly, you can also put a little black piece of tape over the check engine light. It goes away that way too.
And you might make sure it's not us making the noise that you thought something was wrong.
I was talking with a friend over the weekend, and then she said, gosh, her son had just texted her and said his car's making a noise. I said, well, tell him to turn the radio up louder.
Yeah.
She started laughing. She goes, I'm going to tell him you said that.
And you know what's worse is when it's making that noise and you finally take it in and it doesn't do it for the mechanic.
Every
so then
time.
You have to sit there and go, no, it goes, like, act it out for him.
Yeah, my clock's broken on my car.
Yeah. The sound is making his problem.
It goes.
All right. They say another thing that stresses us out is when we pull into a parking space and we see an unattended shopping cart that we think is going to roll into our car if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm already mad at whoever left the
right.
Well, I'm going to pass that one up.
I am too.
I'm going to go park somewhere else. But that does make me a little bit nervous, though, to see one rolling.
Have you ever bumped one?
Oh, yeah.
I have too. Just to get out of my parking space.
Just nudge it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, I would think for me, I would just move it at that point. Take it in with you or something.
Yeah,
which
some people
I've done that. Mm-hmm. I'll just usually pick another spot.
Okay, that's good. All right, that mystery smoke alarm in your house that chirps.
Oh, I hate that.
Until you go looking for it or you can't figure out which one it is.
I went through, took me an hour and a half to figure it out because I looked at every fire alarm that I had in the house that was for the red light or whatever, the cheep, cheep. And then you got to stand there to hear it cheep again like it's a bird.
Chirp. It doesn't chirp.
Yeah,
chirp. Chirp.
Calls you cheap?
No. Cheep, cheep. Chirp, chirp. Okay.
Cheep,
anyway.
Jerk, jerk.
I realized it was my carbon monoxide detector that I put behind a bunch of books.
Oh.
So I'm like, I forgot I had that.
Is that the best place for it?
Apparently it works, Cato.
Yeah, it's the only place I could find really to hide it because it's huge. It's the size of like a shoebox.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that one does stress me out a little bit until I find the chirp or chip.
Right.
Or jerk.
Well, another thing that bugs people is when you're driving on the interstate and you see one of those plastic bags float out and get right up under your car and you don't see it disappear out the back.
I look for it, too.
Yeah. I know, because you're like, is it still trapped under my car or not?
Any of that stuff. The big rubber from the tires and stuff that it's on the side of the road.
Yeah, don't hit those.
Well, I hit one of those. It destroyed the front of my car.
Yeah. Well, some people don't weave either. It's like, you know, or they'll do it at the last second. And you're like, oh, it's too late for me to do that. Because you're right behind them.
Yeah.
Then you're too driving too close.
True. But I also hate the little, you hear that big, like you're behind a truck, it's carrying gravel or something. And all of a sudden you hear those little specks of rocks hitting your windshield.
If that ain't what's bad, it's those whack that you hear when you know it bound to have cracked. My wife had that happen. She's like, it didn't crack the windshield, though. I pulled like the little, she had something stuck on the windshield. I think it was one of those cameras. I pulled it off, and right behind it was where the crack was.
Oh. Worst thing you hear while driving is this, when it's the baby, and it just woke up from that two-hour nap where you've had peace and quiet.
I thought it was a cat.
Someone explain this to me. Your Apple Watch telling you to be mindful. What does it tell you to be mindful for?
I tell it to mind its own business.
I would, too.
It's a cult.
Maybe it's the Fitbit thing where it's like, get up and take some steps. You've not stepped in 45 minutes.
But how does it know that I'm not being mindful? It's like, hey, dummy, wake up. I don't get that.
It knows you
I'm Googling that right now.
I don't have an Apple Watch. So
mindfulness app on your watch. Encourage you to set aside a few minutes a day to focus, center, and connect as you breathe.
See?
I do not need my watch nagging me to do stuff my wife already nags me to do.
No, I just figured out something. So Apple, It has, it's like applications. We use apps now.
It had nothing to do with
but
that.
But it's also in the word apple. Apple.
Hawk, be mindful.
Yes. Somewhere else.
But that was a revelation to me just now.
Okay. Yes. Here's one that drives people crazy is being in the shower, trying to use a bar of soap, and there's a hair stuck in it.
I hate it.
Trying to get it out of there.
My brother used my shower, did not use a washcloth, and his hair was on my soap.
Mm.
I threw it away.
I don't use washcloths, but I get sick, and I know it's my hair.
But when you have a guest staying over, and they've got their hair, and it wasn't straight.
All right. Oh.
Like, you go get that hair off right hair. Now.
That's right from his armpit.
That's not your real brother.
All right, and finally, the thing that makes us find all the pictures with a bicycle or street lights to prove we're not a robot online.
As the robot's the one telling you to do it. The computer is the one telling me you're a robot.
And what's bad is I miss it.
I know.
They try to trick you.
You're like, wait, are they sure? I didn't see that.
I got to where if I got to do that or put my email address in to read an article or
like,
do anything out of the way, I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, you're talking about the game they have where you like pick all the stop signs in the six pictures?
Yeah, or street signs.
Okay.
Well, a little easier for Hawk since he considers it a game.
I'm like, it's kind of a fun game to play.
He's upset when he's allowed on whatever website it is. Yeah, he's like, what happened to the game?
Be mindful, Hawk.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
One of the problems, with trying to keep up with your exercise is finding time in your day to fit it in. I personally hate exercise. I don't think I'm alone. I really just, that's the reason we've managed to move to the top of the food chain and to the top of the creature world that we have all these comforts that we have. We have air conditioning, beds, chairs, places to not have to exercise, to relax.
I think a lot of people don't love exercise. You do have some of the people that actually get into it so much that like, I look forward to going to the gym.
Yep, those people exist.
And then you got the ones that'll wake up like at 4 o'clock in the morning just to go for a walk or go to the gym and then come home and get dressed and go to work an 8-hour day. And I'm like, you can fit it in your day, but I don't want to.
Well, that's what I'm here for, is to help you fit it in your day without having to get up at 4 and go running or whatever.
Oh.
They have some rather unusual suggestions on how you can get more movement and exercise into your day. And I thought this was kind of interesting, although I won't be doing any of it. They said you can do a few squats while heating up food in the microwave.
Why not?
Even if it's for 30 seconds, it adds up and you've got a built-in timer.
You know what? And I've been doing this lately, just touching my toes. You do a little stretch there in the morning, you know, you touch your toes, then you put your hands on your hip and you twist. It's almost like a dance.
It sounds like the Hokey Pokey.
But that's a good way to get some stretches in, and it's only like 10 or 15 seconds, but you get them in.
They say if you get a treadmill and put it in front of the TV, you can actually walk or run while watching your favorite show.
Yeah, I got one. Didn't work.
No?
Right in front of the TV, too, and I was just like, you know what? I could just stop. No one's making me do this.
Exactly. You're like, there's a couch just sitting right behind me begging for
it. But there are benefits because you do get engrossed in the television, whatever you're watching, and you forget how long you've been on the treadmill, and you do extra exercise.
I forget I was on the treadmill, and all of a sudden I just stop to watch it and go flying off the back. I've always thought about doing that. So if it doesn't work, I'm not going to spend the money.
It's a mental game for sure, and I just didn't want to do it. Because when I was in college, I would put on like Law & Order SVU, and those are hour-long episodes. And I would sit on the elliptical the whole time, and it was no problem. But now, 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been here 20 minutes. This is awful.
Yeah. When you're watching Law & Order, like they're chasing the criminal, and you felt like you were chasing them too.
Stabler.
All right, you can do calf raises while you're brushing your teeth. So what? Calf raises are where you kind of just get up on your tiptoes, come back down, get up on your tiptoes. You can do that while brushing your teeth. My problem is coordination. I don't know if I could do the both things at once without messing up my toothbrushing.
That's like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time.
Right. It could be complicated. They said carry your groceries to the car. And the problem with that is you can't always get them all at once as opposed to pushing the cart out there.
And if you want to add a couple of calories, do curls with them while you're doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And do all that to get to the car and realize you don't remember which pocket the key's in.
Yeah. Yeah, set your groceries down, man.
They say don't sit down when you're on the phone. They say for just walking around and pacing around your home is actually still better for you than sitting there and talking.
And that's one thing that I do.
Oh.
I do that.
You do it on the doo-doo?
And I'll get on the phone for like an hour or two.
He says he goes to the bathroom on the cell phone.
No. But I'll walk around the whole time. Because if I sit, then I feel like, I don't know, I can get more into the conversation if I'm standing.
I pace almost any time I'm talking, except in here. But like at home, my wife will get dizzy watching me walk around the island while I'm talking to her.
Oh, so that's why you don't answer the phone when I call. You don't want to exercise.
Well, if that makes you feel better. And they say also rush through any chores. Because basically, if you vacuum faster or you try to hurry when you take out the trash, it boosts your heart rate and gives you a mini workout. And there have been studies that show that even small amounts of raising your heart rate is good.
Well, and there are fast walkers and slow walkers
out
there.
And the fast walkers are getting more exercise.
They absolutely are.
The only thing is I start running into furniture with the vacuum or hitting the wall and taking chunks out.
Yeah.
You're going too fast, knock something
careful.
Off a shelf.
Well, don't get to the point where you're damaging your house. But those are some things you can do. I'm not going to be doing any of those except maybe the talking standing up.
I've been doing butt clenches the whole time you've been talking.
I've noticed it looks awesome.
Thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, girls, if you're going to dress it up, don't forget that lipstick this morning because it makes you feel awesome.
You say that on a day where I was struggling to get in, and I came in with no makeup on.
I know. Tori, she called in late this morning.
And she looks like it, too.
Okay.
Her eyebrows don't match.
Where's your lipstick?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
You know what? Lipstick isn't just a pop of color. It can be much more powerful. And so they had some doctors, they say, that when patients put on lipstick, it often serves as a symbol of health and vibrance and make them feel awesome, even though they're going through some sickness at the time.
Give me some lipstick.
Yeah.
What color you
want? I really
want?
Needed them.
Lipstick helps restore a normal sense of self that patients lose a lot of times when they are in the hospital and they ask for lipstick. That's one of the main things they want.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's how my grandma was.
Uh-huh.
She was battling cancer, and she was like, baby. Give me my lipstick.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, what color you want?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little too bold for you right now, but we'll do it.
Well, and the colors do make a difference, they say. Different hues of lipstick emit specific emotional responses, according to this research. Like nudes are...
Oh. Come on now, family friendly.
Nudes or muted neutrals channel warmth and calmness.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a marketing person made up.
I know. Reds symbolize power. Brights like orange or fuchsia... convey a daring sense of self.
Okay, this is all sounding like garbage to me, but the part where you talked about them wearing the lipstick, because I can see, and I don't know how to say this nicely, but Tori, you don't have yours on yet.
Stop.
It makes you look paler and a little more sickly.
Yeah.
And
bro.
So when you get the lipstick on, it's going to be easy for you to fix this.
Yeah.
Because all you got to do is put on lipstick in a second.
I don't like y'all.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying I could see how a sick person... A sick person with lipstick is going to make them feel healthy. They're going to look healthier. They'll feel healthier.
And this is why I live 3 minutes from the station, and I was still 20 minutes late getting in because I was like, I'm at least putting on something before I get in there.
You put on makeup before you came in?
I don't like you. At all.
Tom.
You're mean.
That's
look at Hawk still trying to figure it out. He's like, she put something on.
I'm trying to look. Did you really?
You look like you have makeup on.
Did y'all not notice when I got here I had no eyebrows, and now I have little eyebrows at least?
Well, the eyebrows we noticed. Let me guess. You put on eye makeup before you came in.
No. She doesn't have mascara on.
But it's not my normal. So, it's not good. Don't look at my eyelashes. Okay. Stop. Y'all are going to give me a complex.
You're getting mad at us, but you're even admitting yourself this is a little off.
Yes, because I can admit it, but it's hard when you guys chime in.
My bad.
But very interesting, though. The girls in the hospital, that's one thing that they want is lipstick or lip gloss.
Yeah, but like I say, it makes them feel they look healthier when they look in the mirror.
And they might meet a doctor.
True.
So you know they got to keep it dressed up.
Girls. Yeah. But 80% of the people said the right lipstick can positively impact their mood. And I like that bubble gum, you know, glistening little lip gloss stuff with the glitters and sparkles in it.
You put it on. It's good on you.
Yeah. It's like little lights coming off your lips because it sparkles so much.
And tastes like bubble gum. It's got the little rolling ball.
Nice. Get a little snack.
You got juicy fruit today, don't you?
It don't last long.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's crank call time. You know, Thelma Hollister is our 83-year-old grandma here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and she won a nonstop trip from AAA that's for a free flight. Now, she's always confused. She thought her nonstop trip was actually for driving. So what do you do when you are can't stop while you're driving and you get hungry? Instead of calling Grubhub or DoorDash, she decided to do a little experiment and call a pizza place to see if, you know, if we can have them deliver the pizza while she's driving on the interstate.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a great call this morning on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Kelly speaking. Will this be for dining carryout delivery?
Yes. Hello there. My name's Thelma Hollister. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm calling from my cellular phone. I'm 83 years old, and I'm on a nonstop trip. I'm going to visit my 13 lovely grandchildren right now. And I'm traveling down 85 to Atlanta.
Okay.
I'd like to have a pizza delivered.
Where to?
Right now, I just passed, let me see out the window. I just passed that Commerce Outlet Mall.
Okay.
And now I should be getting there. Let's see, I never drive more than 45 miles an hour. I like to be safe. But I should be coming through there in about, I'd say, the next 20 or 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm in a blue marquee. It's it's big. You can't miss it. And I have a bumper sticker on the back. It says, Sexy Grandma on Baldwin. It's one of those funny ones, you see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, if you could just have your driver come on out to the interstate that see, and he should be able to catch me. Just what I'd like him to do, he'd just flag me down and maybe blow his horn there, and I'll see him. Yeah, and I could get my pizza, and I'd just like to have a regular medium pizza with no cheese.
With no cheese? You just want sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you at again?
Well, I just passed the gas station sign. I should be there in about 25 minutes. I don't know. I'll try to coordinate it a little bit better, but just have that driver, your delivery man, pull out on the highway, interstate via, and catch me.
Are you going to come in, or are you just going to stop?
What do you mean?
Well, are you going to come in and order, or?
No, I'm ordering right now. I'm on my cellular phone.
Okay.
I can't do that, see. Here's the reason I can't stop, because AAA gave me a nonstop trip from Greenville to Atlanta.
Well, you got to stop somewhere, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I'm getting hungry, see.
Well, I can't just throw it at you. You're just going to have to stop and explain it to me.
I can't stop. I want one of you drivers to meet me there.
Well, we can't do that. You're just going to have to stop at one point in time.
I don't know why the AAA gives a nonstop trip where you can't stop and do anything.
I really don't know, but I really got to go.
I know. I'm hungry, though, dear. You know what? I guess I can just dig around here in the seat and try to find me old dried-up French fry or something.
That's really kind of nasty.
Yeah. Oh, well, and I got to pee, too. I hate nonstop trips. I've had to pee for about an hour. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've really got to go.
Yeah, I got to pee.
Okay, but you're going to have to stop sooner or later.
Yeah, I can't, though. They won't let me on this nonstop trip. I'm just going to have to hold it, dear.
But sooner or later, you're going to have to.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I found a French fry. Good. All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay, then. Bye.
I guess that don't work, does it? That's your crank call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.